At 6:06, it is clear, 61 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 80 with an elevated fire threat again today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Oklahoma Supreme Court hears arguments on whether a $25 million state bond issue to fund improvements at the Zinc Lake Dam in Tulsa would be unconstitutional. Now, Mayor Bartlett was in the courtroom yesterday in Oklahoma City.
Well, my argument is fairness. I mean, we are a significant city in this state, and this commitment by the legislature has been in place for many, many years. We always seem to come up short with getting the check.
Enid Senator Patrick Anderson, the former chairman of the State Bond Oversight Council, told the high court that funding should be blocked because the money would be a constitutionally prohibited gift to the city of Tulsa.
I don't think it's fair for my constituents in western Oklahoma to be paying for a city park in Tulsa.
The state's high court will issue a ruling at a later date. The Oklahoma City Community Foundation agrees to an audit of the fund to aid those affected by the Oklahoma City bombing. This follows allegations that the Survivors Fund has been mishandled. Catherine Roberts has our story.
A group of bombing survivors and supporters want the fund of $10 million removed from the foundation's control and divided among the victims. Tulsan and friend to several survivors Holly Sweet says they'd like to bring Kenneth Feinberg, who was in charge of dispensing funds to those affected by 9/11, to Oklahoma. She says he's already expressed interest in helping.
What he's saying is, if an official asks me, I will provide those services pro bono.
The group delivered letters to Governor Fallon yesterday asking her to invite Feinberg in. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
The Tulsa United Way reached and surpassed its goal for the year. The self-help funding agency set an all-time record of just over $25.5 million. Well, traffic is back to normal on I-244 at the Tisdale Expressway. That's where a tanker loaded with 8,000 gallons of crude oil overturned yesterday morning. Oklahoma Highway Patrol Lieutenant George Brown says roadway construction in the area actually helped with cleanup access.
The widening project had caused the crown not to be worn down, so the oil was funneled off to the side in what was considered a natural funnel and down into a ditch because our concern was the crude oil leaking back into the Arkansas River.
The fire department's hazardous materials unit was able to contain that oil. Authorities say one man is still missing after a fishing boat capsized on Ulagaw Lake. The Rogers County Sheriff's Office says three men were fishing yesterday when the boat capsized on the lake. Two of the men were rescued. A third remains missing. The search for him will resume this morning at daybreak. A moratorium on multifamily housing on the west side near Tulsa Hills is on hold, at least for now.
People who live in the area are concerned about the proliferation and planned development of more apartment houses in their neighborhood. District 2 Councilor Jeannie Q proposed a moratorium on multifamily development there, but will not ask other councilors for approval just yet.
In 6 months, it would be the same discussion. We want to work closer and get more participation in the small area plan so the city planners will know what the people in the area want.
Q says any action on a moratorium will be delayed for at least 45 days while the situation is researched and discussed by city councilors. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and warm with an elevated fire threat today and a high of 80. Tonight, breezy and mild, down to 66 for an overnight low. And tomorrow, windy with an increasing chance of rain at a high of 74. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 6:10, it is clear and 61. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.